بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. In the Kitab of Riqaq, the last two narrations that come in this chapter of what is called Bab al-Riya wa al-Sum'ah, the first narration is to explain or to end of the chapter. The beginning of the chapter was that what is Riya? That a person is not happy that Almighty Allah, or he is not satisfied that Almighty Allah is looking at me, but he is searching for somebody else also who must see me. At the end of the chapter, now this is mentioned, which makes a person think that was it worth it, that I needed someone to see me. So the narration comes, the Sahabi radiallahu anhu mentions that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man amila amalan fi sakhratin la baba laha wa la quwa." That even if a person does an action in like a rock or in a closed area, there's no door, there's no window, completely sealed. خرج عمله إلى الناس كائنا ما كان. Somehow or the other, his action is going to reach the people. خرج عمله إلى الناس كائنا ما كان. No matter where you do the action, no matter how concealed the action is going to be, somehow or the other, it's going to reach. The beginning of the chapter was that how terrible Riya is. The end of the chapter was to show you whether you want to show people or not, they're going to see it. Now when it's going to reach them, now a man will think, was it worth it making an effort? They must see it. They are going to see it. The only difference is the man who made an effort, which we narrated previously, وَمَنْ يُرَائِي, that person who wants others to see, who wants to show others, Almighty Allah will tell him, don't worry, I'll show all of them. But it will not be seen in a very nice manner. And the other person is not bothered of people seeing, they're also going to see it, both ways. But that person who made an effort, what he wanted to be seen is not going to be seen, the opposite. That person who made no effort. Think of Ibrahim alayhi salam, think of Ismail alayhi salam. When you speak of ikhlas, what was the ikhlas of Ismail alayhi salam? That he was young. He never even said, but I got a bright future. I have to be the Nabi of the era. That, oh my father, if you kill me now, then that's the end of my story. No one will know about me. There was nothing. He just said, فَفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Meaning, for me to be unknown in the world, and that being unknown in the world made him the most known in the world. Not a year will go except you will look at that animal and think of Ismail alayhi salam. So much of. خرج عمله إلى الناس كائنا ما كان. Somehow or the other, everyone will find out your actions. So when everyone is going to find out now that I must be known, you are going to be known. Then a person thinks, was it worth it? Like you're at the end of the road. And at the end of the road, they're right there. One person made so much of effort to be known. The other was not bothered of being known. And both walked on a path. But when you reach the ending, you find out that it's written there, both will become known. Then the person who made that effort will say, had I known from the beginning that I would become known, I would not have made so much of effort to be known. That's going to be there already. But then it will be said, now who made the effort for it and who never? The one who made an effort, he will be told, now go and look at those, look to those for who you did your action. And the one who never made it, everyone still found out. But he will find Almighty Allah by his action. So, what a unique way to end the chapter. خرج عمله إلى الناس. No matter how you hide it, one day everyone's going to find out. So when everyone is going to find out, you think, is it worth it to worry about them seeing it? you live a long, a normal life. Every good Allah Tabarakala will show it one day. You will be known, people will like you, people will respect you. But the thought of the devil that you must make yourself known, that's the main thing. Make yourself known. Kharaj amaluhu. Your actions will itself go out to the people. Why must I push it out to the people? And then comes the final narration of the chapter, which comes in the Sunan of Darimi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Almighty Allah says, it's a very unique. When you say Almighty Allah says, it comes as Hadith al-Qudusi. This wording is very unique, and especially for the people of ilm. So the wording comes something to this effect, that lastu kulla kalamil hakimi ataqabbal. Lastu kulla kalamil hakimi ataqabbal. It is not my principle, meaning Almighty Allah is saying, it is not my principle that every wise sentence, meaning every bayan of the alim, I accept it. And every unique kitab and unique tahqiq is accepted. And every great dars is accepted. لَسْتُ كُلَّ كَلَامِ الْحَكِيمِ أَتَقَبَّلْ. It is not that whenever you say something amazing, or you gave a unique bayan, or you wrote a unique kitab, or you gave a fantastic dars, and there's no principle by Almighty Allah, أَتَقَبَّلَ, I must accept it. وَلَكِنْ أَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ هَمِّهِ وَهَوَىٰ. Rather, I look towards his niyyah. Ham refers to the initial, small intention at the beginning. Hawa refers to that qasd, that irada at the end. I look at his intention. فَإِنْ كَانَ هَمُّهُ وَهَوَىٰ فِي طَاعَتِي. If I find that his intention was me, if I find his intention was me, جَعَلْتُ صَمْتَهُ, then even when he was not giving bayans, even he is being quiet, جَعَلْتُ صَمْتَهُ, even he is being quiet, I make that حَمْدًا لِي وَوَقَارًا. Even that becomes zikr for me. Even his non-bayan becomes a bayan, then what will be his bayan itself? But the opposite will be that if the top bayan, but there was intention of something else in it, then although that's not narrated, mentioned in the narration is understood. And no matter how unique the bayan was, it becomes nothing but a burden on top of the person. Kana kalamuhu wizra, they mention in the sharah, wizra. That later on the angel will say, what a bayan you gave. But he won't be saying it in a manner that, wow, I became your murid. He will say, you only came to talk in the world. فَإِنْ كَانَ هَمُّهُ وَهَوَىٰ فِي طَاعَتِي. If I find it to be in my obedience, even his being quiet, that becomes حَمْدًا لِي وَوَقَارًا. Even that is the praise of Allah. That is being like, in a most unique, dignified manner in front of the Zat of Allah. You would find the akabir of the past, as they would get older, they would become more quiet. They would say less, and the effects would become even more. They would say less, and the effects would become even more. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya rahimullah, he would hardly give bayans. Hardly. Hardly. That's why when he gave a bayan, then they could actually say, Hazrat Shaykh said this. You'll hear so many times an alim will come. They say, they told Hazrat, you must speak to the students. Like, and then they said, okay, Hazrat will speak to the students. It's like such a big thing. Like, Hazrat would give a bayan today. He would give majalis, but no bayan. Like, and then they said, Hazrat will today give a bayan. What a thing it was. And then he sat and he just said, oh students, recognize your value. Like, that was his bayan. And they finished. He wouldn't say, hey, the whole majma came. And for him, that was like, everyone was shocked. What a bayan. And everyone sometimes will come, he'll repeat that. He'll say, Hazrat's bayan. What a bayan it was. He said, oh students, apne qadar pehchano. That was his bayan. So when someone was going for one majlis or to spend i'tikaf by Hazrat Shaykh, so the other, the Khalifa, murid, the close murid understood that this person, he likes bayans. Because his life changed, he was sitting, he said, wow, what a bayan. So now he heard everyone's going to Hazrat Shaykh, so if this bayan was so top, then the Shaykh of this person, he must be like more better in bayans. So now going now, so this person knew when he's going to come there by Hazrat Shaykh, there's no bayans at all. There he's just quiet. Kabristan. So he knew now this person is going to go there and wait. Now when's the bayan? Going to be after Asr, after Maghrib, after, he's no bayan. Another Shaykh would just be sitting. So in the train, what he did is, when it was hot, then he told the person, open the window. And because of the speed of the train, the wind started coming. So that wind, and you put your face there and you can feel cool immediately. And after a while he asked the person that, can you hear the sound of the winds? Like, so the person said, no. So he says, but can you feel the effects of the wind? So he said, because it's very cool here. So he says, we are now going to a sheikh that you will not hear anything, but you will feel it. You're not going to hear anything. You're going to feel a lot. And then he explained to him, this sheikh doesn't talk. But as this wind could take away your heat, as this wind could take away your heat without any bayan, his presence will take away a lot of your shahwat, your desires, your anger, but no bayan. But can you hear the thing? No. Can you feel it? You can feel it. So that's that. جَعَلْتُ صَمْتَهُ حَمْدًا لِي وَوَقَارًا. A time came where they went so high in lillahi, only for Allah, that from them everything became amal. Their speech was a bayan. Their not speaking itself was a bayan. Every action of theirs was unique. The Shari writes under the siyah that what it means is Allah does not look towards إِلَى الْأَقْوَالِ وَحَرَكَةِ lisan. Almighty Allah doesn't look to statements that Hazrat said so and so word, this alim said so and so thing. وَحَرَكَةِ lisan. Allah doesn't look to the movement of the tongue. What a qari he is. What a unique bayan giver he is. Tongue is moving. He says, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى الْأَحْوَالِ. Instead of aqwal, Allah looks at ahwal, meaning the state of your heart. وَبَرَكَةِ الْجِنَانِ. And the blessings of the body, the blessings of the heart. وَبَرَكَةِ الْجِنَانِ. He doesn't look towards إِلَى الْأَقْوَالِ وَحَرَكَةِ الْلِسَانِ. Rather, he looks towards إِلَى الْأَحْوَالِ وَبَرَكَةِ الْجِنَانِ. If your heart is clean, everything is going to become clean. If the heart is dirty, even the clean water that comes through your gutter is going to become dirty. The end of this chapter, بَابُ الرِّيَا وَالسُّمْعَةِ. There is so much to be done in this world that every person, especially the man of ilm, whether you in Ula, whether you in Dora, whether you the Mufti, whether you the Muhaddis, the Mufassir, that person has to take pure water to the world. But if his own heart is dirty, then the little water that he gets also to distribute, he's going to spoil that day also. He will spoil it for others, he will spoil it for himself. And if you can just clean that heart, and cleaning that heart is called lillahi, that for Allah I need to spread this thing, not for me, then whatever comes will get spread. And as a thanks, the unique thing about this chapter of Riya is a person just thinks that, do I doubt my Allah so much? That if I do for him, do I really feel he will keep it for him? And he won't say, I did it. Do I doubt my Allah so much that if I do for him, then I really think, that's why riya comes, isn't it? I need to show that if I really do it for Allah, then I doubt Allah. That I don't think Allah will tell the people later on, he did it. So I feel I have to show the people that you saw what I did like. But obviously none of us doubt Allah. Because the Zat of Almighty Allah, what Allah must keep that action for? If you got a friend, he might, you put up the business, you made the effort in the business, you did everything, he's taking the credit. You start getting upset. Everyone is thanking him, he's smiling. Then you need to stand up and say, you know what? A lot of these things he never did, I also did. You got no problem. But when it comes to the Zat of Almighty Allah, Allah does not need us. It's an honor for us to do. And Almighty Allah does not need praise of anyone. He is the one who is the most praised. So there's no doubt. When there is no doubt, then the question comes, why then not for Allah? Lillahi. If it is for Allah, then my being quiet will be loud. My sleeping will be being awake. My being awake will be really being awake. My speech will be a very loud speech. Everything. Then your every call will be like Ibrahim alayhi salam's one call to the house of Allah. One call, who will come? And that call, this is the barakah of ikhlas. See example, look at Jamalul Quran. It got ikhlas in it. How you know that? Because every year, even if that Urdu is so hard, but every year it will be repeated. It will be taught. Somebody will be memorizing it. That boy never knew about it. It will find him. You also learn. It came. How? There was ikhlas behind that pen. So it had the athar of Ibrahim alayhi salam's call. That every year his call will be heard again and labbaik will be said. And another jamaat will come. And they'll say the call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is called ikhlas. Year after year after year, you will die. But وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ The Zat of Almighty Allah will always remain. Mufassirin say the Zat of Allah is Wajh. And they say the other meaning is whatever was intended for Allah. That is also included in Wajhu. Whatever was mutawajji to the Zat of Allah. وَيَبَقَى That thing will remain. So the man will die, but his qawl will remain. The man will die, his word will remain. His book will remain. His amal will remain. It comes that man going for hajj. And in that path, he passes away. In his ihram still, he never even make that hajj. That's like a real mukhlis hajj. He never had the chance to come back and tell the people, I went for hajj. He never got it. Almighty Allah appoints an angel every year to stand with his ihram. His hajj will remain. Continuously. Certain actions, they just remain like that. May Allah Tabarakala bless me and bless all of you all. This is the end of this chapter of Riya. It is a dua we all make. Ikhlas is a very high thing. Riya is a very filthy thing. But Riya enters into the hearts. Ikhlas doesn't come so fast. But the Zat of Allah, why the chapter is discussed, is to know what to ask and what to seek protection from. If it's not mentioned, then man regards Riya as one thing on the spot, and many a time is happy to take it. Now when Riya is understood, perhaps we will still have Riya. But whenever it shows its ugly face, at least me and you will pull back a little. I'll get sad, why do I have it? Someone praised me, I felt happy about it. Before this I would have felt happy, and I would have told somebody else, you heard. And they say it again. I tell him, hold on, let me tape it. One day in my sawani, this must also go. In my life, my biography. And the other one is I smile, but as I'm walking, I realize the face of Riya. That what if my Allah says that I also saw your smile? What was that smile? Then immediately the man gets scared. So Riya and Ikhlas, in front of the person, you're not going to show it. It is when you're alone with your Allah. At that time, you must speak to yourself and Allah. And you must see where the riya is. Oh Allah, I seek forgiveness. And what I wanted for you, lillahi, I again ask. I again repeat, only for you. Then riya becomes easy to stay away from. Ikhlas becomes easy to attain. A lot of people ask this, that a pretty girl comes in front. At that time to look down, that's not easy. But when she goes away, at that time to feel bad, is that easy, your heart? So that's easy. When she goes away, at least then feel bad. Similarly in Riya and Ikhlas. When the man is praising you in front, it's not easy to attribute to Allah. When you're giving a bayan and you're seeing a big crowd coming, at that moment to be mukhlis is not easy at all. But when the entire crowd is gone, and then you're going to your room, then don't go and say, wow, what a crowd, what a bayan. Now you're alone. Now you just think that what a bayan. So much people, 1 hour. And what if there was no ikhlas? And then say, oh Allah, again, only for you, I ask you for forgiveness. This riya and this ikhlas, if we can't get it in front of the people, at least let's try to get it when there's no one in front of us. Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all from the people of ikhlas. Allah tabarak ta'ala save us all from the filth of riya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.